Yeah, I just switched back over to my radio. I just was on the Cisco because I heard you guys talking about it. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have fun with it. Like I said, Ham Shack Hotline kind of started this all several years ago, and then they went belly up for one reason or another. And I think they were just trying to control it too tightly, and it got out of control. You know, it was just too much for them to manage if they wanted that level of control. The Hams Over IP guys were great. They just, you know, they'd give you your credentials. They'd say, here's your username, here's your password, and you could provision your own device. And I think it's making it easier for them to maintain the large influx of people, and we'll probably give them longer, you know, a little bit better staying power. But anyhow, that's getting into the details of it. But it sounds like you know a little bit about this. That's why I'm going there. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're all playing with it now because we have plans to take it even further into the amateur realm. We tend to, you know, get free of the public internet requirement and network requirements. We tend to get this, you know, in a complete amateur world, you know, as time goes on, and it becomes another very viable form of hardened communications for us. So there's my pitch. WAFU.